Hey, I'm Nick.
I'm Ange.
Welcome to the Not So Super Mom podcast. Hope everyone's doing good today. I'll start. I want to take a second to introduce ourselves a little bit. This is Nick that you are hearing now. My name is Nikki or Nicole, but we go by Nick. I'm a 37-year-old mom of two boys who are 17 and 8. I am married to my high school sweetheart. We've been married for 10 years, but we've been together for 20. I am your token lesbian friend. And Ange and I are as opposite as they come on paper, but we are the best of friends.
And I am Ange. I am a 37-year-old mom of four. I've been married for almost 17 years, and we've been together a little over 18. And we have two boys, two girls, ages 17 to 5. So we are both from Michigan, and we are right in the middle, or about 2 months into a stay-at-home order, which means we have been cooking every freaking day for
Every day,
every
like
day.
Pink Cleaver.
Oh my God, I'm so
Breakfast,
sick of
lunch,
cooking
breakfast or lunch, dinner and lunch, all of it.
all of it, the snacks, the drinks, and it's so expensive to
Oh
feed
my God, the
all these
snacks. I
out.
think I have been snacked to death around here.
Oh my goodness. I fill a basket and it's emptied in days, and I'm sick of it, to be honest with you.
Right. We are not Pinterest moms. There's a reason we are called Not So Super because we are not always so super most of the
Especially,
time.
I found that out during this quarantine. I don't know.
Yes.
Especially with
Yes.
homeschooling.
Oh,
Oh my
no.
God.
There's a reason they go to school to become teachers because I tell
Exactly.
you what,
Exactly.
I do not have the patience to be a teacher. I'm doing it
And
during
it's,
second and 11th grade. I
oh, yeah.
was doing my 11th grade's math when I was in like never because he's passed he was at math that I was doing in 7th grade when he was in 7th grade when I was a senior. So this is insane.
I ask him for help for my third grader's math, and it's not because I don't know how to multiply or divide. It's because of this thing, Common Core.
Oh no.
I don't get
Yes.
it. I don't
We don't even
understand
do Common Core. I bet
it.
my kids know how to carry the one and
No. Thank you.
borrow. That's
Thank you.
what
Because
we do.
they start having to round to this number and subtract this and add that. And I'm like, can I get some help over here? I'm on YouTube trying to sneak and see what steps I'm supposed to be taking. And it's third grade math. Like,
Right. We're like bundling tens. Like, no, we're not. We're not. 11 plus 3 is not bundling 10 and then adding 1 and then making it 14. It's just you can add 3 to 11. Come on, get it
Yes,
together.
exactly. I feel a little behind when I'm trying to help him.
Yes. Yes.
It
And
adds
I
it.
know that there are teachers out there like these people do not know third grade math. Something is yes, that's why we send them to you. I'm sorry.
And I
I will
surely don't know this Common Core. Like,
No.
surely.
No, I bet I'll never complain about a teacher list again though.
No,
Ever. Like
no.
what you want? You want a bottle of wine a week? Okay.
Ever. I might just put that on my shopping list every week from here on out. I'll just put that in the first day. What is your favorite kind of wine?
Sanitizer wipes. Your
Right.
bottled wine. Here's your weekly supply.
Here's some baggies and a bottle of wine. There you go.
Yes. Thank you for not making me teach my kid.
And it's
But
not
on the
even.
same token, it's a little bit nerve-wracking to think about sending them back to school, knowing the potential of all of the changes that are going to take place. Like I, as much as I don't think I'm qualified to be a teacher, I, whoo, that's just a tough subject.
That's something that I'm worried about with my youngest, who's going to
For
be
sure.
starting kindergarten this year. And it's a debate in my mind. Do I want her to go to school and not have the full experience of being able to go to recess, or even just playing in class or sitting in a group of kids? It's going to be all separated and
I
not.
think it almost would be worse for the ones who've already been in school because they know what they had compared to what they're getting now, you know?
True, true.
your kindergartners might not know the difference, but like our second and third graders next year are going to be like, what is this? And I am not putting this thing on my face. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
My kids haven't been out of my house since March 11th.
No.
I mean, they haven't been anywhere.
Yeah, my kids went for a ride with me and mm-hmm. were so excited because it was like fresh air and scenery that's not the backyard right. of our house.
Right, right. We go out. I seen one of my baseball mom friends when we were out one time, and her son, she had taken him like literally just driving to practice, you know, in the car, just her and him. And he got home and he ran to his sister and was like, he was like, Raquel, there's people out there. There's people. Because if you're not from Michigan, you have to know we are probably on one of the strictest quarantines
mm-hmm.
that of any other state. I mean, we are literally on a stay-at-home order for the last 7,340 days or something like that, because
yes,
that's what it feels like.
Everything is closed. You can't do anything besides go to the grocery store. That's about mm-hmm. the only thing that you can do, or pick up carry out if you trust it. But then you hear about, oh, this person tested positive or this employee tested positive, and it makes you not even want to. We haven't had fast food since March when all this went down.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've ate out. I could say we've ordered pizza and ate out maybe a handful of times in the mm-hmm. last 2.5 months. And that's just mm-hmm. when it was like, I can't do it anymore. I cannot mm-hmm. look at another pan. I don't want to look at another dish. I don't want to cook.
And the not so super mom in us have no schedules, none. I mean, my 8-year-old is up at 1 o'clock in the morning sometimes. And, mostly because after 9, like, I feel like my momhood, like, it kind of shuts down. Like, I mean, I nurtured you as much as I can today. Mm-hmm. If you didn't get enough, we're going to have to try again tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So watch that movie. Screen time, there's nothing in this house. And shit. Don't even look at it.
Don't.
How long do you let Peyton play on his tablet? How long does the battery last? That's about how long.
And then how long does it take to recharge? And then he's back again.
Yes. Yes. I mean, sometimes I rock this shit. Okay. Sometimes I got dinner done and my house is clean and school went smooth and everybody did their chores. And that is about 4.5% of the time.
Not to mention, you have also redecorated a lot of your house. I know both boys got redone, and you're in the middle of a bathroom redo and yard things. So
mm-hmm.
and some productivity that has come out.
I've been a little bit productive, but you know, like the boys' rooms are done, but I think CPS might have got called on me if they'd have walked into my kitchen during that time.
That's how I feel right now. You lit like a fire under me. I'm like, well, I should get something done. I should redo something. I have paint laying around, and I have this. Right. And I started ripping stuff off my wall and taking wallpaper out. And I took some nails out, and it's been sitting like that for about, 2 days now? I'm like, oh, you know, I did a lot. You know?
Right. Right. And tell me, like, we do not have the energy like we're that we had when our big kids were little. Because 2 days of painting, girl, that took me out for about 2 weeks. I'm all done. Now I need a break.
This my wallpaper break. Removal, my arms hurt for like 2 days. I was like, oh, my arms kind of hurt, but
yes, it is insane. Mm-hmm. How are your kids doing with it?
They were okay in the beginning. I think everyone looked at it like it was a little break. I don't think that they really thought that it was going to go on for this long. And I think it kind of hit them a little differently when they canceled the rest of the school year.
Right.
When they realized, like, what? We can't go back to school at all this year. And canceled in what? April, maybe? End of March or April.
Yeah.
And they still had a few months, you know, a month or two to go.
Yeah.
I think. And then they're used to being out and seeing their friends and seeing family. You know, they're close to their papa.
Mm-hmm. That's been hard for mine. My kids are super close to their cousins who only live about a mile away. And I mean, we see these guys 3, 4, five times a week some weeks, and not being able to hang out and play with them has been really hard, especially on the little one.
Yeah, it turned their world upside down, you know. In the bigger ones too, like I have to give them credit too, because they're at an age now to where their friends are driving and they could be out and about doing things, and you have to be the mom that's like, no, you can't do that. When
oh,
some
for
of their
sure.
friends can go out and do things, you know.
Yeah, that's been rough. And you know, both of my boys are athletes. They literally play sports all year long. I mean, literally all year long. So I think what bothers my kids even more than not being in school is the fact that they don't get to see their friends in any capacity. So, you know, they have sports practice every single day for like literally 10 months out of the year. I mean, we have maybe a week or two break in between, and for all you Karens out there, that's their choice. I don't force that on them. I mean, they have to do something, but you know, but that's been our biggest struggle, is just my kids are active. So, I mean, the exercise, and you know, I mean, we have a trampoline, we go for walks, we do lots of things, but it's not the same as going to hang out with your friends for a couple of hours without your parents, or, you know, I mean, my boys are 9 years apart. So like go play is not really an option. I mean, a little bit, but not like if I had four super close together. I mean, you have that too. You kind of have big kids and little kids.
But they each have one in each age group, so they can kind of keep each other a little bit busy, which I think I'm grateful for during this quarantine, because
for sure.
Yeah, the older ones can kind of, oh, look at this video, and did you see this? And the little ones can run around and shoot each other and play swords or whatever they want to do, you know?
Yeah. It's been challenging. I mean, even I would go as far as saying challenging on the relationship on some level. I mean, my wife is essential. But, you know, I think just being cooped up and not being able to go anywhere, and, you know, I mean, we're not divorced or anything, but you know, I mean, it's been it's been some tests and some, you know, I think at the end of the day it strengthens, but I mean, there's been some days where I want to like literally knock her head off of her shoulder.
But
like,
in all honesty, are you more grateful that she was essential during this time, or do you think?
I don't know. You know, because on the days I want to knock her head off, I'm like, God, thank God she got to work today. Shit. Right. And then, but you know, there's been like, she took a week off during this, and we had so much fun. Like, I mean, we spent time with the kids together. You know, we just hung out together. We have done a couple like little I call them quarantine date nights. I bought one of those old school Nintendos, and you know, we'll pull the
ones
up close to the TV. You know, nothing crazy, like kids are in bed or not, and they're coming out every 5 minutes. That's an awesome date night. But but like, you know, just finding some way to still spend some time together, because sometimes I wish she wasn't at work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't like the risk that she's at, or, you know, cause she, you know, she's with the public every single day. So that is a little bit nerve-wracking on some level, but yeah, I don't know. No, I wouldn't say that I'm happy that she's essential, but I'm sure for some of the argument's sake, it's probably has helped, you know? What about
my husband and I actually talked about this, and he even said, like, could you imagine if I really were home for 2.5 months? Yeah, we would probably have some great times, but I think it would be a struggle. It's a struggle for anyone. I mean, how many times do you feel like you lose your cool with your kids when maybe you shouldn't? You know what I mean? Like, it's a struggle to be around someone 24/7.
Oh, for sure.
And there was a stretch where he was only working like 2 or 3 days a week, but he had every weekend off. Now he's back to every day, Monday through Friday. And now he's back to weekends, but it was nice actually getting to have that weekend time with him and spend time all together, because he's more of like, get everybody outside and we're all going to be active. We're going to work together. We're going to get everything done. And where I'm more like, okay, here's some breakfast. Let's get some kind of schoolwork done today. Let's everybody.
Yeah. Oh, schoolwork.
I'm like cooking, cleaning, repeat. That's what I feel like.
Yes,
cooking, cleaning, repeat.
And I don't know, somewhere along the way, my children have thought I have become June fucking Cleaver or something, because literally my 17-year-old brought me a hoodie and was like, This pocket is ripped. Can you sew it? When the fuck do I sew? When do I sew anything? You think just because I'm
Why?
home now I sew shit?
Right. My husband literally just asked me to sew a button on his pants, and I'm like, huh? You
I
know, what?
know.
I
I
don't even
mean,
have thread. I have.
I know. Like, could you throw that hoodie I probably got from Value World away, please? Stop fucking asking me to sew it. Shit.
That was a red tag and it was 50% off. I only paid $3 anyways.
Right.
Don't care.
Right. You're gonna do these dishes and I'm gonna practice sewing, okay? If that's how you want to trade off. Shit.
I do feel like though during the quarantine, I have started to experiment more with cooking just because I'm
Oh, for
so
sure.
sick of eating the same things all the time.
Yes,
Yeah,
100%.
and there's been days like you said where you get things done and you're like meal prepping and breakfast made for the week and you have all these meal preps and then there's days where you're having cereal for breakfast, but I go through like a roller coaster where I get really active in the kitchen and I'm cooking new things and I'm baking new things and I'm trying all these new recipes. And then I go back into like, okay, burgers on the grill,
And when you're trying all
tacos.
of those new things and all this, you know, because we have some attempt at becoming Pinterest moms, right? Like, I mean, I don't know a mom that doesn't want to be like that. Like,
For
I
sure.
want to, but I don't have the energy or that much of a want to, apparently. But like, when I try new recipes, I swear to God, my kitchen is 30 times dirtier than whenever I'm making my regular
Oh,
shit,
yeah.
like just my regular stuff. Like,
That's because we're trying recipes that are a little bit more like on the skill level a little bit higher because we got the easy shit down packed. You know what I
Oh,
mean? We got
100%.
it all down. We know
Right.
how to slop some stuff together.
Yep.
But does yours, like, I don't know about you, but when my spouse cooks, oh my goodness, it's
Oh,
every dish in the kitchen is
my
used. And
goodness.
he'll walk out and be like, yeah, sorry about that. And just walk out and you're like, what? Excuse me, hold on. I have to make dinner right now.
This is how often that my wife does not cook. Okay, so my son Peyton, my 7-year-old, he 8-year-old. Holy shit, he's 8.
Oh
Anyways,
gosh.
he quarantine got me forgetting my kids' ages. Anyways, he come up to Chris the other day and he says, "Mapa," that's what he calls her. That means mom in Polish, or that's his version. It's actually matka, but he calls her Mapa. Anyway, so he comes up to her and he's like, "Is it your night to cook dinner?" And Chris was like, "Yeah, why?" And he said, "Well, because when it's your night to cook dinner, that means we can eat whatever we want." Chris told me that. I can't even believe she admitted it. She told me that, and I laughed so much sitting there. She was like, "That is sad. That is sad that if it's my turn to cook dinner, our kids think that we are either getting pizza or they can have like whatever is in the freezer that's easy to cook that they want."
Yes,
Oh
if
my
my
gosh.
husband wants to give me a day off, it's usually he's gonna buy dinner, but he makes specialty things. Like he'll make homemade salsa
Chris
or
does
homemade
too. Yep.
cheese sticks and homemade jalapeno poppers. So it's all things that we want, but the mess that comes with it is sometimes like
Right.
I'm not sure about
Right.
that.
Or like I read this thing on Facebook the other day. It's talking about all the stuff that like when the guy is grilling, like you're preparing the
Oh.
meat, you're seasoning the meat, you're bringing the meat to him on the platter, you're
Preparing
doing
sides.
everything except cooking the meat. And whenever it's done, everyone's like, "Oh, good job on that grill. Good job on
Yeah.
that."
How
Fuck you. That's what
you like them grill marks? You guys look
Yeah.
green
Like,
it.
oh, okay. I see how this
That
works.
charcoal taste. It's
Yes.
that. Yeah.
Yes. That is
You're
out
not
of
gonna get
control.
credit. I'm
No.
always like, no, this corn on the cob is delicious. This
Hell
bacon
yeah. Hell.
grill is off
My
the
mac and cheese is slap, as the kids would say.
Right. I don't know about you guys, but this pasta salad, best I ever had.
Right. Hell yeah. Oh my God. This has been nuts. I'll tell you that. I never thought that I would ever be a stay-at-home mom again, and that's the biggest change quarantine has brought on for me. I went from working as a dental office manager to now I have resigned my position to be a stay-at-home mom for many reasons. I mean, the biggest one is I don't have a sitter. I didn't go back to work until my youngest was in kindergarten. I was a stay-at-home mom before that, and he was actually three, but I only went back to work 2 days a week, so not kindergarten. But anyways, I don't have sitters anymore for all day type work, even if I only work till two, that which is what I was working, so I could get them from school and stuff. But so I'm back at being a stay at home mom. So I'm starting to feel those same struggles that I used to have, you know, like,
yes.
what can you expect your spouse to do? You know, when I feel overwhelmed, like, is it wrong to say like, hey, could you do X, Y? Like, I don't always feel like her responsibility, because I mean, Chris doesn't just work an 8 hour shift. Like, she works 10, 12 mm-hmm. hours, you know, 60, 70 hours a week sometimes. So like, I don't mm-hmm. feel like it's right to say, hey, can you come home and throw in a load of laundry? But once in a while, I mean, it's just hard. It just gets,
yeah.
It's every day, and with no one being out or going anywhere, you know, it's constant little messes that you're picking up. And you know, I try to.
And the weather hasn't been the best, so it's not like you can kick outside every
right.
day.
And they've now in Michigan, they've literally closed everything. I mean, even once the stay-at-home order is lifted, which is supposed to be June 12th, but we'll see, because every time we think it is, it gets extended. But they've mm-hmm. already closed all the pools, all the everything. So literally, you can't even
go to the park.
You can't even and link where we're from. The parks are closed, like literally taped off. Like, you can't even go inside the park. They tried to just let people go in the park and keep them off the playground, but you know, the couple bad people ruin it for everybody. So mm-hmm. they literally had to shut the parks down. So you can't even like walk the paths and stuff. You know,
nope. You can't do anything.
For sure. I will tell you one thing that I have noticed that I think is awesome about this quarantine is I feel like it's brought neighborhoods a little bit closer together. You know, you're seeing more of your neighbors out walking, you're seeing more of the kids, you're seeing other people and their dogs and stuff like that. And that feels a little more like, you know, we're back at Mayberry or something, you know what I mean? And you're just,
I think it also brought families for together sure. because mm-hmm. there were so many single moms or even married couples that were working all the time and they didn't have a lot of family mm-hmm. time as a unit.
Yeah, you're like just ships passing in the night, even if you work the same shift, because you're dividing right. and conquering so much. I mean, like, even with me being a sports mom at first, I was like, wow, this is kind of nice. Like, it's been so long. I mean, geez, since Derek was 6 years old, he's been in something. And mm-hmm. that, I mean, that
so
all
yeah.
year long, it was kind of nice at first, but now I'm telling you right now, I would kill to be able to be at the baseball field. Like, I miss it so bad. Being a sports mom is part of who I am. I am not that mom that is like, oh, I got to go to this game. Like, I'm literally so excited. It is my favorite pastime. If you ask my kids what my hobby is, they will tell you watching us play sports. That's what they tell you.
Yeah.
Because I just enjoy it.
Oh, well, yeah. That's you can get like a sense of pride. You see them out mm-hmm. there, you know.
Yeah, I mean, just like the way that they can cheer on their teammates and watching them be able to be coached by somebody else. Like, there's so many reasons that my kids are in sports outside of actual athleticism. I will forever be thankful for youth sports because of that. They've had some great coaches.
They've made friends along the way that they wouldn't normally make.
I mean,
make.
We wouldn't be friends if it wasn't for baseball and the school,
exactly.
you know? Little backstory, I mean, Angela, so our oldest kids, both of our 17-year-olds, are best friends. So mm-hmm. they, you know, I mean, they're missing each other a lot right now, especially.
Oh, my goodness.
But they play baseball together. They went to school together. They were in a lot of the same classes together in elementary school. So we got to know each other like that. And that has just now our 8-year-olds who, you know, became friends are still friends. Mm-hmm. And we have built a friendship outside of just that.
The boys,
mom, you know,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I think one of the biggest changes that is even going to come from that is like, what are the sports games going to even look like?
I know, you know, I heard somewhere, and this is, I mean, don't quote me on this because this is literally just hearsay, but I heard,
right.
I heard, you know, like football, but this is Derek's senior, this is both our boys' senior year. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, like they said something about, we may be able to have a football season, but without spectators, Like, do you realize I'm going to
Oh,
be that
man.
parent parked on the side of the road with the emergency flashers on, honking my horn? I can't. I
Honking
cannot. I have never. I missed a half a baseball game because I took my big ass and tried to do a color run one time. So
the
I did that, and I was like, I was like half the game through when I showed up for Derek, one of Derek's games. And then once Peyton got old enough to play and they were both playing sports, we have to divide and conquer sometimes. Like, Peyton's
For
still young.
sure.
Like, we can't just drop him off at practice yet. You know what I mean? And but I'm not missing a game for a practice. So one of us would have to stay there and one of us has to go to the other one. And thank God we only got two kids because whew, I don't know how people do it with more. Like, you literally just have to miss stuff and that's okay. I mean, it's just not okay for me. I just don't think I would be okay with that. Jesus.
You know, it's hard too. Even when my oldest two, I had, him in baseball, and then my daughter was doing cheer. My husband was working afternoons, so it was like I'm missing things just to drive back and forth to pick up for practice, and then drop off for the game, and then pick up from the practice
Right.
and get back to the game.
Right.
It's hard. I couldn't imagine if I had all four at one time. I'm thankful that there is that age gap
Yeah,
there because.
no joke.
It would be crazy, even though it was crazy when we had little ones that we had to watch during the baseball games. And I think that was something that bonded us as well, is because we both had
Yes.
these little babies that we had to watch constantly.
Yes.
We'd be like, okay, Derek's up to bat. You
Yep.
watch him, and you know
Yep.
what I mean? Like.
Yeah, Angie, just those of you that don't know, Angie's third born, well, her second son and my youngest son are 6 months apart. So our oldest boys are 3 months apart and best friends, and then our youngest. So when she says that we were together at all these baseball, like literally, we talk about practice every single day. We had a practice Nazi coach those couple years. Do you remember standing
I
under
feel
that
like
tree?
for the last few years,
Yes. I remember
once
standing
they
under
got
that tree in the rain, like, John,
to
you gonna call this practice? He's like, I'm on my way. I'm still on the highway. Ain't raining too bad here. Like, okay, well, we all look like we're part of a wet t-shirt con.
Or even the games that would rain. Oh my goodness. I've spent many games in the parking lot, in the outfield, with the baby watching a DVD in
Yes.
the car, where we put kids in one of our cars, like honking the horn when we see our kid do something
Yes.
because
Yes.
it's so hot,
Yes.
or
Yes.
oh
Or like the
goodness.
billion bathroom breaks. Like, will you please record it if he comes up to bat? Because, I have to take him to the bathroom. It's crazy. But it did make us, that
It
probably
was.
is when we got the most close. And then, I was a stay-at-home mom. You were a
For
stay-at-home
sure.
mom. We could talk on the phone. And then I went back to work like a crazy person for a while. No. I'll miss that a little bit. I will.
Then we
I'll miss
Well, for sure. I think it's always you miss it when you're on the other side. When you're working, you miss certain things about being a
that.
stay-at-home mom, but you have that money coming in, and the money just
100%.
helps. No matter what financial situation you are in, any
Oh,
extra
for
money
sure. For
is
sure.
welcomed.
Absolutely.
And then when you're a stay-at-home mom, you miss that. You miss having that little bit of independence where you're away from your family and you're making that little bit of extra money. You feel like you're
Yeah,
contributing something
and I
financially.
struggled with, like, there's a part of me, like, inside that's like, man, I would be an awesome career woman. Like, my particular job, I'm like, I not to toot my own horn, I'm honestly, but I'm good at my job. So, like, I felt a sense of accomplishment. I felt like, damn, I'm good at this. Like, I'm making a difference here, whatever. But then it was like, I just kind of feel like I know with Derek being 17 how fast it goes and how quick, like,
For
Peyton
sure.
is not going to give a crap about anything that I'm doing. So if I have the opportunity, we're in a financial situation where we are okay, we will be okay. Not to mention, nobody knows what's going on with Corona. And I mean, I don't know what to believe. You watch 15 different newscasts and you hear 15 different stories, but I do know that Peyton has a compromised immune system, and I don't think that as much as I want to send him to a teacher, that's something that I'm going to be okay with next year. So I didn't want to,
for sure,
you know, go back and not give my office the opportunity to get somebody trained by that time, because it's just, you never know. I mean, what do you think school's going to look like now?
According to what's going around, again, nothing has really been set into stone, but what they're saying is, you know, no recess, no lunch in cafeterias. They're going to do maybe half a days and only certain days you
classes,
go to school,
like no STEM,
which I'm,
no art,
yeah,
music,
no extra classes. I'm going to assume no field trips, you know, in the field days, or their music concerts or anything like that, where a group would have to come together, which, talking to my older two, they like the idea of maybe going to school for half the time and then doing online for half of the time, which I'm okay with that. I feel like they would focus better at school, but it would still give them a little bit of social life, even if it is 6 feet apart.
I absolutely agree.
Now, my younger two, I'm kind of struggling with that decision because, like I said, do I want to send my youngest to start her school career if it's going to look like that? And then am I disciplined enough to really be able to give myself to a kindergartner and a fourth grader, honestly, trying to teach them things that they don't know, you know, and trying to give them both equal amount of time. I don't know if I would
and
be able
still
to do that,
all of
you know,
the things that, like, you know, not like our spouses are 1950 spouses, but, you know, also still trying to do all of the things that are kind of expected of us as stay-at-home moms. I mean, you know, you make that decision as a family, because if I'm a stay-at-home mom, that takes so much pressure off of Chris for everything that goes on here. You know what I mean? So,
100%.
You know, I heard one of my other friends said one time, like, when she was a stay-at-home mom most of her kid's life, and her husband got cocky once or twice, and she'd be like, look, you climbed that corporate ladder on my shoulders. You wouldn't have been able to do what you could do if I wasn't at home handling this, so that you were at every of your boss's beck and call, and you could be the best employee you could be, you know? And I do feel like that's where it's a little different in the work world from men to women sometimes, but that's a struggle for me too. I mean, the discipline part, you know, now there's not a huge expectation. I mean, you know, they put stuff out or whatever, but there's not a huge expectation. Everyone was thrown into this, the teachers, the school districts, everyone.
And that's a struggle I've had with my older ones too, is because everybody was thrown into this and they don't really have anything set in place, which no blame at all, because how could they be
Our
prepared
school district,
for this?
Honestly, has
but
done a phenomenal job. I mean, they're great at communicating.
Oh,
they have sent everything out that they said they were going to send out. They're not only they're supporting our kids in a academic way. I mean, I have a teacher, both of my 7 year or six, God, I don't even know how old he is. My 8 year old teacher calls me, I know, every day.
You can do it.
So dumb. That's what if anyone listens to Mojo,
we need to get drops.
But my 8 year old teacher calls every week, and not just to check on him academically. Like, she seriously wants to know, like, how is he doing? And my 17 year old's third hour teacher calls. And, you know, she most of the time she talks to me, and one time she actually talked to him, and just checking on him, like, you know, how are you doing? There's still people that care about you. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if every school district's doing that, but that is one thing about ours that I have thoroughly appreciated. And the communication. And
100%. I get once a week, I get either a phone call or a text message from my 10th, now 11th graders, third hour teacher, my daughter. And then my 8 year old, his teacher always sends me a message or two a week. And one of them will always just be like, hey, how are you guys doing? Is everybody healthy? Are you guys getting outside? Do you need anything? And then she'll communicate back, like, oh yeah, my family and I are going up north, you know, this weekend, just to get a change of scenery or something like that. I appreciate that. And
oh
then their
God.
Little Zoom calls,
so
their
cute.
Class Zoom calls. It is the cutest. For one, the first one to see how
Absolutely.
excited all the kids
Absolutely.
were to see each other was the cutest thing. I have so many videos. And then even to
Yeah,
see
for sure.
she was excited to see the students, and she took the time to go through every single kid. You know, like, how are you guys doing? Tell me something good that's happened. And she plays games like they're scavenger hunting and drawing pictures and playing hangman. But the struggle that I've had with the older ones is that they know that their work isn't required and that they can't be failed by
Because
not
their
doing
grades
it.
were frozen.
And so
I mean,
my
and this time
daughter,
their grades were frozen on March 12th.
right.
So the only thing that they could do is
Yes.
improve their grades. They can't drop them down. So there is work that they could do, but if they have a if they have an A, then they're not required to do anything else.
Which was my current 10th grader. She had straight A's. So, I mean, you don't want to push her too much, but at the same time, it's like you got to keep that brain working. You know, let's not forget that we still have things to learn. And then my oldest son, you know, he had room for improvement on his grades, but the motivation's just like, man, I mean,
Right,
I'm
I mean,
gonna
because
pass,
God
you know.
dang, you peel that headphones and the controller out of their hand and they act like crackheads, like, give me back my stuff, give me back my stuff, I'm gonna have my stuff. Oh
But they
my
act like
God,
that
the
even when they're on
rage. I literally, okay, so
it.
I told you schedules are off, right? Schedules are so off in my house. So my 17-year-old, for a while, he's staying awake all night and sleeping all day, which I'm be honest with you, if he's doing his work and stuff, I don't care. If that's when his friends are online, that's literally the only communication he has with
Right.
his friends right now. He doesn't have a phone right now. You know what I'm saying? So like, I really don't care. What I care about is during the day when you're playing your game and you're raging and you're in there, oh my God, this sucks. I'll tell you one thing I learned. My internet sucks. My internet sucks.
Oh,
I'm lagging.
everybody's
I'm lagging.
Wi-Fi sucks. Yes. Oh my God, I'm lagging. My Wi-Fi sucks. You know, like, oh, I hear that. Or what are you doing? How did I shoot him three times and he didn't die and he
Well,
shoots
oh
me
my God, are
once?
you serious?
Oh
I
my
mean, there's other
gosh.
words that we hear too, but I
Right.
try to keep those to a minimal because we do have younger kids, you know, but like that
Right.
kind of raging at 3 o'clock
Even
in the
with my
morning versus 3 o'clock
17-year-old.
in the afternoon, huge difference as far as how I'm reacting to it, okay?
My house is long enough to where he's lucky. So when I go to bed, which our kids are
Yes,
tucking
girl.
us in
Yes.
during quarantine now, we go to bed, we're walking around. Listen, if you guys make them clean it up, I don't want to wake up to a dirty kitchen in the morning. They are legit, but he can get away with yelling and we're not going to hear it in our room. So I am sure he is going crazy at night. But during the day, it's like, whole,
That's
if
what
it
I say.
makes
I'd
you
be like,
that
why do you
upset,
want to
turn it
play a game that
off.
makes you that mad? If I'm doing something that pisses me off that bad, I stop doing it. Like, what? Why would you want to do
Okay,
that?
but I do have
Well,
a
because
small
you're a gamer at
confession.
heart.
Because last night we were playing Mortal Kombat, okay? So I'm playing against my husband, and obviously they know how to play. So, and I don't. So I'm just pressing buttons, and they're killing me, and I'm getting so mad. Stop it! Why? Give me a minute. And then I play against my son, and he's just laughing at me the whole time and killing me. And I'm like, I want to punch you right now.
I
I'm
know.
not even lying.
I
I
know.
want to punch you. There's a little bit of I can't say that I
Okay, listen,
don't
I'm
quite
not gonna
get
stand and
it, but
squeeze
it's
the
still
remote for the Mario game. Okay, I did that a couple times. I'll admit that. But I'm not screaming like, oh my God, are you serious? Like at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh my
that point
Okay, I
yet,
have to tell you
but
an almost embarrassing but funny story about the Zoom calls. Okay, so we do the Zoom calls every week, right? So
yeah.
I usually get Peyton set up on the Zoom call or whatever, and he knows how to mute and unmute himself whenever it's his turn to talk. And you know, he's sitting there and you know, you point it to the best part of the background of your house because I don't, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, so I tell him, like, whisper to him because you know, he's listening or whatever. I'm like, Mommy's got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Okay, well, The bathroom, when
Oh,
I'm in the
God.
bathroom, I just have to go pee. Okay, so I'm like in the bathroom, and he's screaming from the kitchen, "Mama!" I'm like, "What? I can't mute myself." And I'm like, "Okay, well now everyone can hear you, right?" So I'm like, "Okay, hold on a second. You just gotta hit the button. Just don't talk. Just don't."
Customer service voice.
Yeah,
One
yeah. I'm
second,
like, "Just don't
sweetie.
talk, okay?" And he's like, "Okay. Well, I'll just bring it to you." So he starts walking down my hallway with the freaking laptop, and he almost walks in the bathroom, and I didn't lock the bathroom door, okay? And I'm like, "Don't come in here." Like, and I came out, and thank God the thing was muted the whole time, and he didn't actually walk in the bathroom, but that literally could have been like the most
Oh.
embarrassing moment of my life, okay? Oh my God.
Was actually a viral video of something similar
No.
to that. Did you see that? Okay, so this girl was on like a Zoom work Zoom call, and she had to go to the bathroom, and she thought she turned her video off, so she still wanted to listen. She took her laptop in with her and set it on the floor, and everyone could
Oh
see
my
her going to the
God.
bathroom.
Oh my God.
And then when she started hearing like everybody get quiet, she looked and realized, and you see her just hurry up and close it. But it was like,
Yeah.
ooh,
Could you imagine if you would have
embarrassing.
actually walked in the bathroom? I mean, like all these second graders would have been roasting me until they graduate. Like,
Not only the second graders, but you are very active in the school and you know all the teachers. So you know that there would be like an email sent out,
Like, you
like,
know that
guess
lady at
what I
PTA I saw her in the
saw? And
toilet.
she was
Oh
pooping.
my God, I would have been mortified. Oh my God, I'm so glad that didn't actually happen. That's just a story I can tell. Oh. Yeah, no joke, man.
Moment.
So as far as the school goes,
I would.
Peyton's favorite thing about school is literally recess and lunch and gym. And if they can't do that, I don't think that's gonna work. So I might be homeschooling next year.
Thinking you're gonna be
I
100%
think so.
homeschool with
I
him?
think that really might be where we're at. And I had emailed the principal of his school and asked, like, I don't want to go out of our school district because, like I said, I mean, I love our school district, and you know that. I mean, you do too. I don't want to go out of our school district. So I had asked them, like, are you putting together a homeschool package for people who, even if the governor decides that we can go back to school, are going to choose at least for the next year to not? And she wasn't sure at that time. Well, I seen yesterday they had posted on their Facebook page that there is absolutely a home, or what does it say, virtual only learning for K through 12 for the 2020-21 school year. So they have created it, and good for them, because I
Wow.
would hate to see them lose money, for the kids in our district because there are parents who,
That
what'd
free
you say?
for the district?
I don't know
Free
if
for
it's
the
free. I can't
district?
imagine. And
Like,
these people just keep cutting funding the schools like it's nothing.
done nothing.
I don't know. It's free for us. Is that what you're asking? Like, it is free for us. Like, if we decide to do it, yes.
Yeah. Is
Yes,
it
it
for
is
it?
free to
Yeah.
us.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's costing the district any more money. I can't imagine. Like, what are they going to just assign them a teacher, but you're never going to go to class? Like, I don't, nobody knows right now. And that's part of, I think, the anxiety about Corona and quarantine and all of that. You don't know who to believe. Nobody knows what's going to happen in the future. So you feel a little out of control. You know what I'm saying? Like, it messes with your mental health.
I mean, they're trying to say that it still might not be safe in November for the polls. So, I mean,
Yeah.
what
Yeah.
is that gonna mean? You know, if it's not safe, if they're gonna try to have my kindergartner
Yeah.
wear a face mask, I'm probably gonna homeschool. But the difference, I know, with another struggle I could see with that is it's not gonna be like this
No,
year's
it's going to be way
homeschooling.
more
It's gonna
strict.
be structured. It's gonna be, yeah. And then
Oh.
it'll be a lot of work. It'll be a lot of work for us, and it'll take, I think, on some levels for the younger ones, it'll take more discipline to work home, and which I think
Well,
would
I
be a
think, and you know
big
what
struggle
we're going to have to do
for.
as moms is almost like go back to the school type schedule, especially if our big ones are in school. So if we're going to be getting up to take the big ones, because I'm going to be honest with you, I'm praying to the good Lords above that we have some sort of school next year for our seniors. I mean, I have already
Oh, yeah.
been so empathetic to these or sympathetic to these seniors this year, like in the things that they have missed out on that they don't even realize that they've missed out on. You know what I mean? But
Right. Lot of things that they had, like
yeah.
prom, you know,
Yeah.
their senior skip day, all their rallies, leaving school for the last time. You know, none of them left school thinking that that was the
No,
last day they were ever going to be in.
absolutely not.
None of them. Goodbye to all their friends, to their teachers, even though thank God our school district is giving our
Oh,
seniors
they
some
have
type of
been the
commencement
best
ceremony.
in around. I mean, we live in an area, for those of you who are new to us, we live in an area that there are many, 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 many cities. We live in the suburbs of Detroit. So, you know, there's a lot of cities around us. There's not cornfields and stuff. I mean, it is cities. And out of all of the cities in our area, I don't know of another district doing everything that our district has done for our seniors. I'm very proud to be part of this community. I really am. I mean that wholeheartedly. I mean, I really do. They've done a great job. They've done a great job.
Even their
I
graduation
know.
parties, you know, everything is getting just pushed back and postponed. And what is their college year going to look like? Is it Central Michigan or was it Wayne State that said that they're going to open up for classes in September for fall? But if you don't feel comfortable, you can
Which
still do
honestly is
virtual learning.
probably the best way. I mean, I'm not sure which school said that. I do recall reading that. Actually, my first thought was Michigan State, but I don't remember. I mean, right. But that's a good option, and which is why I'm glad that our district did what they did and made a curriculum for at-home only learning. Because I said this to another friend one day. I said, you know, when it comes to next year, I probably will homeschool Peyton, but I'm gonna let Derek go. And she kind of looked
Yeah,
at me a
I
little
think
bit
they're
funny,
old
like,
enough to
and I'm like, okay, let me explain this. Like, it's not that I care more about Peyton than
but.
Derek. It's Derek's last year of high school. He has played four varsity sports in high school. He'll play three next year. But he has worked hard for this to be able to be on that football field for the last time, to be able to be on that wrestling mat for the last time, to be able to be on that baseball field for the last time. And you know, the kids this year, the seniors didn't get to go on the baseball field for the last time. They didn't know their junior year when they walked off that was the last time they'd play on their home field. They had no idea, and neither did we. So like, I'm not going to take that away from him. He's also 17. He'll be 18 during his senior year. He knows how to wear a mask. He washes his hands. He knows to keep his hands away from his face. I don't know that I can trust that with an 8-year-old. I don't
Exactly.
know that I'm confident in him to follow all of the rules to keep himself safe. So that's where I feel like, regardless of what the governor says, I think I'm going to have to mom Trump this and just say, I'm going to homeschool him next year. You know what I mean?
For sure. And I know that the elementary schools are going to put in
100%.
standards and safety precautions, and I'm sure they're going to be sanitizing. But I mean, I don't think hand sanitizer does as well as good as a
Right,
job
good old
as
hand washing.
soap. I just don't. And right. And then what are they going to
Yeah.
line up the kids, you know, to go use the same sink
I
and touch
know.
the
I
same
mean, even if
nozzles?
you wipe
And
everything down once an hour, the next time someone touches it, that's, you know. And then I also struggle with not wanting to live in fear. I
so.
mean, I'm going to be honest with you, that's the opposite. So in the beginning of this whole quarantine, I
Yeah.
was like, we ain't leaving, ain't no one leaving. I'll tell you another little short story. So when I was probably 12 or 13, my great grandma, my mom's grandma, had lived through the Depression, right? So she did some, there was nothing in that house that we ate or used or anything that she could not use as something else and save. And they just learned how to do that, right? So like, she used to line the bottom of a garbage can with a cereal box, for instance, so that it can, and then she would say, because it's sturdier, then you can put more garbage in there and not have to use so much. So she had these like broken down, right? She had these
That's
broken down
smart,
cereal boxes. You
actually.
know, at 12 years old, I'm like, oh my God, grandma is so silly. Like, if you put a garbage bag in there and didn't put one of them
Right.
cereal boxes, she was getting you. She was getting you. Now I feel like, what are our grandkids going to think?
Get the
Okay, so
switch.
like you and I go grocery shopping and then come home and for 2 more hours we're wiping down our groceries with a Lysol wipe because they suspect that this coronavirus could live on cardboard and plastic and stuff. So like I'm literally wiping every single piece of groceries that I bring in my house. And
Me
so
too. Yes.
in 30 years
Yes.
or way a lot of years from now when we're grandparents,
Not really. We have 17, almost 18-year-olds. You need another 10 years, Grandma.
but in a lot of years from now when we're grandparents, our grandkids are gonna be like, look at Grandma over there wiping down that can of corn. She is so silly.
Why did Grandma spray us with
I
Lysol
mean,
when we
Grandma
walked
always
in?
smells like Clorox wipes.
Why has she got
I'm gonna
Purell
see
hanging
some
around her neck?
airbrush juice coming off in the house. Jesus, like,
You think that you will continue to wipe your groceries down like that, though?
I don't
Really?
know. I mean, I don't know because here's what I'm afraid of. Like, everyone in Michigan right now is a little concerned about a second wave coming in because we got hit the hardest. I mean, we had the highest death rate in the nation, even with states that had a little bit higher numbers than us. I mean, we were number three in numbers forever. We were number one for a minute. But we have had the highest death rate in all of the country. So if me spending 2 hours wiping down groceries gives me some peace of mind that I don't have to worry about that, then yes, I probably will. But I don't know. It depends on what's to come. Like, it depends on. This is still so new. I feel like they don't even know enough about it to tell us the proper things to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can't see not wearing a mask or wiping down my groceries
Right.
anywhere in the near
Yeah.
future. I just don't know. And is mask
I
gonna be like
know.
a requirement now? Is that just gonna stay until they get this under control? Which, I mean, listen, some days, I'm not gonna lie, I kind of don't mind it because I can run to the store in some sweatpants and a hoodie and my hair thrown up, maybe not brushed, and I'm wearing a mask and I don't feel like, you got to
Right.
really know me to be able to
Except if we
recognize me
talk
in a
about these
mask. You know what I
eyebrows
mean? Like,
and stuff. Nail salons are closed and stuff.
oh God.
Oh my
I
gosh.
feel attacked at the
Listen.
moment. I got
Yes.
some fuzzy caterpillars
Yes.
on my
Oh
face
my.
right now. Okay.
It's so
I
bad.
could break them in some areas. You're lucky in the fact that Nick has like
Lighter brown,
brown, like blondish hair. Yeah.
black.
And I have like dark black hair. So it is like some
Shut
fuzzy, like Oscar the Grouch type. Isn't that the
Oh my
Grouch that has those
gosh.
really big? I feel like when I get waxed, they
Hell
could
yeah.
donate my hair to
Hell
somebody
yeah.
because too much. It is too much. I bought some microwave wax and I was like, I'm gonna clean up the bottom. I'm gonna clean it up. Pulled that wax off and seen the amount of hair that came off,
I know.
it was like a
I know.
shame. Like,
I'm scared to
oh
even do that. Listen, I'm just gonna let them grow and they can either
my
like braid them
God.
or put some extensions in or something. No, I'm just kidding. But I think that when I finally get these done, they're gonna be cricket. They're gonna look so freaking good.
What about hair? Because I gave myself
I
a
cut
trim the other
5 inches.
day. I couldn't take it anymore. Like, I had some sweat.
I
Woo!
cut 5 inches off
You
after
are
I watched this
brave.
YouTube tutorial. It was like, put a ponytail at the front of your forehead and then put some rubber bands down it and then just cut wherever you want. So my hair was so, I mean, I needed a haircut before this even started and it was so dead. So I cut 5 inches off and my hair's so long. Chris and Derek were like, you can't even tell. I'm like, what you talking about? Look how short this is.
Nobody noticed that I trimmed my hair, and I
No.
only took probably about 2 inches off though. But I did that same trick a few years ago to put layers in my hair. But I don't know about you, but after I had a baby, it took about maybe a year after that it kind of took me to kind of feel like myself again and almost want to like kind of reinvent yourself. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give myself bangs. Okay. So I have like 10 YouTube videos, and I was feeling confident. Oh, I'm gonna give myself bangs. I looked Asian. I there, listen, there's
No.
nothing wrong with looking Asian. I'm a Caucasian woman, and it made me look Asian and almost unrecognizable. Like, I went to Dawn's wedding, okay? And she's walking down the aisle, and I see her kind of look at me, and it was at the reception. She was like, "I didn't even recognize you at first." I looked so bad that for the first couple of days, I wore a baseball hat because I was too embarrassed to
Yes,
even let
I've
anyone
done
see
it.
what I did. And I was like, so now all I will attempt
Bobby
is a
pins are
trim
the trend
because.
whenever you think that you can cut some bangs.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Just don't.
Do it. Don't do it. I've dyed my hair before. Okay. Listen, if you can dye your own hair with some at-home
I
box
know.
dye, more power to you. Okay. But I need to do it on my own. And I'm looking in the mirror like, okay, I look good until someone showed me a picture of the back of my head
You got
and
like tiger stripes,
like
like a leopard,
spots
because you
and
missed some
oh.
spots.
Yes. Not even tiger stripes. It's like a whole patch. It was like a whole patch, like the whole back of my head. Like, I
Look,
don't know
what I caught
how.
myself doing. I don't even know if I've told you this yet. So Peyton has been wanting to dye his hair so bad, so bad, so bad. I'm not dyeing your look. He's a little blonde-haired, blue-eyed cutie, and he's only 8, and I don't want to dye your hair. But I
Right.
was like, you know what? Whatever. It's quarantine. I'm gonna dye it. But by
Right.
the time we get back to school or anything, it's all gonna be cut out anyway. So I got this turquoise hair dye, right? And he was so stinking excited. And I just did the top of his head, like where his hair's long. So then I decide to feel froggy, and I ha sectioned my hair in half, and I dyed the bottom of my hair is turquoise right now. Listen, I need to curl it or
Okay.
something. It might actually be cute,
Okay.
but right now I just look like
It's
I belong on the people of Walmart. I'm not kidding. Oh.
Go in
Yes,
your pajamas
yes.
and fuzzy slippers.
Yes.
Walk around the
Yes.
neighborhood
All right,
and just
everyone, we're gonna
there
wrap this up for our first podcast. Thank you so much for listening to us. We will be back in 1 week.
go. Follow us on
Yes.
Facebook.
Follow us on
Follow
Facebook, yes, please. It's
the Not
just super or not so super mom, period. That's it. Not so super mom.
We'll get
Yes, we
Instagram
will.
soon.
But we do
We'll
like
get
to end
an
every
Instagram going.
podcast with "You might not be a super mom if." So for today, you might not be a super mom if your kids ate cereal more than one time this week for dinner. Have a great day, everyone.
And don't forget to like our favorite.